Freak.
Yo, 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 peace and blessings. You know who I am. Papito, better known as Lance Bias, same name as the show. I hope all is well. It is Wednesday. What's today's date? May the 19th. Goddamn, time flying. 2021 is flying like a motherfucker, yo. I still feel like we just got into the lockdown from last year, from 2020. But yeah, Wednesday, I'm feeling pretty good. Got up, got some shit done. Hit the laundromat, made some moves and shit, made breakfast. Greedy motherfucker. I ate like 3 pork chops and shit for breakfast. I started on that 4th one. I said, nah, I'm going to save him for later. That's going to be a pork chop sandwich. Boneless. Mind your business. But I guess we're going to take the podcast on a more lighter note. Because my podcast, I feel like the episode's lately been more on a serious note about what life is like for me or some of my thoughts. And we're just going to take it on a little lighter note today. And we're going to do the 10 things that I cannot live without. Coming up with this list, I wouldn't say it was hard, but I had to really think, like, what's 10 things that I can't live without? Because a lot of the shit that I use or have on a daily basis, I started thinking, like, damn, I could live without it. Like, say, TV, for example. I could live without a TV. I could live without, you know, video games and, I don't know, anything. A lot of shit that other people deem necessary, but here's my list, the 10 things I can't live without. Now, number one on the list, now it's not like number one in life, but number one on the list is my cell phone / charger, yo. And at first I was just going to say my cell phone, but I had to include the charger because that shit is, anybody know, like, if you love listening to music on your phone, whatever you love doing on your phone, the worst feeling in the world is when your phone die and you were doing something on it. So like the charger is essential to the cell phone, but the cell phone is essential to my life because it's how I do everything. It's how I connect with my children. It's how I listen to music, how I listen to podcasts and educate myself. It's how I make money. Shit, I use my cell phone to make money. I use my cell phone to create art. I use my cell phone to create my podcast. I use my cell phone, you know, to write movies and write stories and write music. I use my cell phone for so many things. Like, at this point, like, the cell phone is damn near, like, quintessential to everybody's life. Not just mine, but for me, it's like, it's my everything. It's my to-do list are on there. I use it for, you know, social media and shit like that. Instagram, all different types of shit, yo. Like, I can't even... I use it for fitness. I use it for, like, reminders and so many things. I use my... That's why I really fuck with Apple, because they got it down to a science, yo. They got it down to a science. But I use my cell phone for so many different things. Learning new languages and shit like that. Or, like, cultivating art and just more shit than I can even name at this time. Shopping, all types of shit, yo. So the cell phone is definitely, you know, essential to my life. One of the things I can't live without. Number two on the list, I would have put them number one, but the cell phone popped up first in my head because that's how I get in contact with them. But number two on my list, my kids, man. Can't live without my babies. I wouldn't know what to do without my babies. And, like, I just try to keep up with all of them as much as I can. Or not even as much as I can. I just keep up with them and shit, whether it be, you know, taking them to school or FaceTiming and phone calls or text messages or, you know, going out to get something to eat. My kids are my life. Like, my kids are my purpose on this planet. Like, when I got days that I feel like nobody else love me, I think about my kids, and I know that no matter what, they got love for me for real. And I was going to say family, but, you know, like, we all going to die and shit. So I can't say my family because my mom, I'm going to have to live without her one day. God forbid, you know, my brother passed before I do. I would have to live with him without him one day. But I can't imagine being in a world where I'm dying before my children. I got to live without any of my children because I love all my children so, so much. And that's why they're number two on the list. You know, they hold my heart near and dear. Number three on the list, something that everybody need, something that's essential to life. Number three on the things that I can't live without, water, yo. Now, I ain't going to sit here and lie to y'all. Do I drink water all day, every day? Nah, I be mixing it up. I throw some Gatorade in there, some ginger ale, beer, alcohol, but like water is the main thing. Like water is the refresher, and not just water in the sense of like drinking water, but like showers and baths and shit, like just taking a shower and shit. Like I read this thing, or I came across this thing. It was like taking multiple showers a day, not just for your body's health, but for your spirit's health, because you get to wash away a lot of the shit you're going through. And I started to incorporate that in practice, and I really see the benefits of it. So it's like, just water is the essence of life. Like, we're made of water. Water is, without water, we wouldn't be here, shit. So, and I'm definitely like on the path to drinking more and more water. I try to cut back on the beer and the alcohol. Now it's just mainly water and Gatorade and shit. But yeah, without water, like I said, we wouldn't be here. Number four on the list, peppermints. Now, I love candy, like Twizzlers and Sour Patches, all that shit. But yeah, I know it ain't good for you. So my substitute for that is peppermints. And especially because, you be out smoking. Me personally, I be out, when I'm hanging with my friends, we might light up, smoke, we might be drinking. And I'm conscious of not how I appear to other people, but I'm conscious of how I project myself to other people. So it's like, I'm the type of person, if I know I'm out drinking, or I know I'm smoking, or I'm out eating or whatever, I don't want, my breath to be bad while I'm all in people's face, or we in the same area and they're like, "What's that smell? Nigga, you eating garlic?" Because, yeah, I like garlic, shit. But peppermints, I try to keep them everywhere. Like, when I'm driving in the car, I keep a pack of peppermints right in the little center console. Try to keep some in the book bag. Try to keep them everywhere. Plus, it's a nice little, instead of, eating candy or chips or whatever, I just pop a peppermint, quick little snack. Not even a snack, but it takes your mind off the hunger and shit. Good substitute if you smoke cigarettes or Black & Milds or any of that shit, too. But peppermints was number four. Number five on the list is fruit. I can't live without fruit. I love pineapples and grapes and strawberries and blackberries and raspberries and blueberries and shit. Well, cantaloupe was okay. I gotta see what this jackfruit hitting for. People keep telling me about it, but fruit. I love fruit because I'm like, I'm not a big eater. Like, when I feel like eating, I can eat a full meal and some, but I don't like, just devouring a meal and shit. I like fruit because even when I'm not hungry, I can eat fruit. Even when I'm not hungry, I can have a little bowl of pineapples or something. I'm straight after that. It give you energy. It give you that sugar that you're craving, but a natural sugar. So most days in my mind, I would like to start my day off with, a piece of fruit. Maybe I'll have some fish, or maybe a piece of meat. Orange juice, shit like that, or just really have an orange and shit instead. And throughout the day, instead of, snacking on different foods and shit, just snack on fruit. Or if I'm not really hungry for dinner, have a salad or like a fruit salad or something like that. But yeah, fruit is something I can't live without, because in this life, you only get one turn at this shit. You got to take care of yourself. And I ain't did the best job of taking care of myself, but I'm trying to find that balance of, I done went crazy with the party and the drinking. And different recreational drugs, nothing hard, but I'm trying to find that balance with the water and the fruit and shit like that. Diet, not dieting, but my diet, what I'm putting into my body, very important. So fruit made what, number five on the list, number six on the list, something that I can't personally live without. I can be butt naked in the world, but I gotta have a pair of socks on. Socks is number six. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a mental thing. Maybe I don't like how my feet look. Something. I don't know. One toe look like this motherfucker swollen. The other side of my foot all fucked up. But I just like to be comfortable. And when I'm comfortable the most when I got socks on. And I know, like, it's a layer of clothing that, it takes you away from the earth. And like, it's something about the earth when you have your feet on the earth. I think they call it grounded. It's something about the energy, like it goes through your body and shit. But me personally, I like wearing motherfucking socks. I don't care if it's hot, cold, I'm going to sleep, I'm waking up, I need me a pair of socks on. You got them nights sometimes where you just take the socks off, but me personally, I usually keep my socks on. Socks are, it's nothing like a new pair of socks too. Oh, a new pair of socks comfortable than a motherfucker, yeah. I know my list ain't extravagant, but this is my list. That was number six. Number seven in my life that I can't live without: sports. Love sports. My two favorite sports at the moment, I would say basketball and MMA. MMA mixed art, martial arts. And mainly I watch like UFC. I watch a little PFL here and there, or I think they got the One Combat League. But I love MMA. I love just the aspect of, like I said, mixed martial arts and fighting and competition and overcoming the challenge and shit. I love mixed martial arts. I love basketball. I've always been a fan of basketball since I was a kid. Like when I was a kid, my favorite sports was track and basketball. Used to always run like the 400 and 800, stay coming in first place. I think I know I only lost two races in my life. I lost my first race. I was in kindergarten, but I lied and said I was in first grade. So I was running against the first graders. And then I lost. And I was mad. I think I was crying or some shit like that. And I think the coach asked me like why I was crying, and I was like, they older than me, they cheated. Like he's like, no, y'all in the same grade. And I'm like, no, I'm in kindergarten, they first grade. But after that, he's seeing my potential, and I started running with my actual class, age groups and shit, and I won every race, I think, until like maybe the third grade. I had a short track career. I ran cross country too, but that was high school. But the last track meet I ran, they wanted me to run a relay, what they call that shit, the 4x4, the 4x400. That's where you run a 400 is one lap. So I used to run the 400 and 800. That's one lap or two laps. But the 4x4, I believe it's only, I don't know if it, I can't remember. I gotta look it up. I don't know if it's one lap, and then you pass the baton, or if it's a quarter of the lap. And you passed the baton. We about to look this shit up. I ain't sure. Hold on. I don't want to be giving out no false information. Let's see. Four. Motherfucker, I need the X. 400 relay. Let's see what it say. Ain't got no definition. Let's get a good definition. What is the sequence of athletes? All right, let's see. Based upon the speed of the runners, the fastest. That doesn't answer my question. How many laps does each runner? There we go. How many laps does each runner complete in the 4x400 relay? How many laps? The event, which traditionally brings the curtain down, the certain down on a track. I don't know. See, four athletes per team complete one. Yeah, so 4x400. Everybody does one lap. That was the last race I lost because I ran with other people. I won my portion of the race, of course, but the teammates did. So I think we came in third. We still placed for a medal, but I was like, no, fuck this track. I'm just going to basketball. I'm just going to work on my basketball skills and become nice at that. But I always loved sports. I played baseball growing up. Play tennis. I was into gymnastics, football, shit, roller hockey. I played any sport I could. Shit, cross country. I think I just like that, but I know I love the team aspect of, that bonding, and whether it's through competition or it's through adversity. But I love the competition aspect of it. I love the challenge of it. I love, the obstacle of having a goal, and you feel like it's other people in front of your goal, and you got to overcome them. I love that part of the sports and the failure of sports, because it teaches you to look at your failures and reassess. It teaches you to start over from the drawing board and be like, you know what, I didn't reach my goal, I failed, but now I'm gonna try again. And sports is it teaches you discipline. It teaches you motivation, self-motivation sometimes. It teaches you to motivate your teammates. It teaches you, partnership. And like a lot of people think sports is just, you're dribbling the ball or you're catching the football or you're playing whatever sport you're playing. But sports, it's a tie to life. Because like I like to watch ESPN 30 for 30s. It's like documentaries they be having. And these documentaries are tied into sports, but they're really about life. And that's what sports is. Sports is really a mirror to life that we all trying to overcome obstacles. And sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. But it's about persistence. It's about keep trying. So sports are important to my life. I don't know where I wouldn't be the person I am without sports. I'd be unconfident, weak ass nigga without sports, honestly. Because sports gave me that confidence in myself that I was good at certain things. And then you try other things and you learn, well, shit, I'm good at this too. So it was that confidence builder that everyone needs. Not young men, not young women, but everybody need that confidence builder. Shit, lion, little lions in the jungle that hunt, you know, they need that confidence builder that, oh, I can do this shit. And that's what sports gives to a lot of, you know, human beings. Eighth on the list. It's gonna come to a surprise to some people, but I don't want to go back to a life where we didn't have YouTube. I'm putting YouTube on a list of number eight of things I can't live without, because now that I got it, I can't live without YouTube. I learned so much from YouTube. Anytime I got a question, bam, right on YouTube. And I ain't watching one video to get the answer. I'm watching like three, four, five. I definitely go down the rabbit hole. But so much what I've learned in life has been from YouTube, from just small shit of how to set shit up to big shit of how to figure out financial shit. And just, you know, watching different podcasts and things like that and just learning from other people's experiences. Like, YouTube is literally like being able to go to college for 40, no, excuse me, I'm about to say 40 years, for thousands of years in a few hours. Like, you can study the whole history of something in a few hours just by going on YouTube. Or you can learn how to cook, or you can learn how to be a better lover. You can learn anything on YouTube, yeah. Or you can just kill time. But me, I use it as a tool. Like, one thing I like to do, I'm getting into audiobooks because I like to read, but with technology coming out, it's like, why am I going to be old school? I know a lot of people are like, you shouldn't have everything on your phone because technology could fail. And it's like, yeah, but right now it's working. So I'm switching over to buying books on like Apple Books and shit like that, or reading them. And then one day I got smart. I was like, well, wait, if these books are here, maybe these books, or if they had these books in audio form, maybe I could find them on YouTube. So now what I do is whenever I find a new book I want to read, I look it up and see if I can find it on YouTube. I save it to this little playlist I got called Audio Books, and bam, I can just listen to the books I want to read, and I can have them forever right there. Maybe I will go ahead buy the hard copy or the Apple Books edition, but it's just faster because I like to listen to shit at like 2x speed. So I can rip through a 3 hour book, you know, like it'll be a 3 hour audio book in an hour and a half. Bam, I got another hour and a half to do another book. So it's like YouTube is like one of my life hacks. Whenever I got a question, so I'm trying to learn something, I definitely use YouTube. But number nine should have been tied to number seven with sports. But number nine is Degree deodorant. I can't live without Degree deodorant since I started using deodorant. That's the only deodorant I've been using. I use like the sport joints or the cool rushes. They be having all types of shit, but Degree deodorant that keeps a nigga fresh. I'm talking about. I had some hard days of working or playing ball, and it's like, all right, I may be sweaty, but I don't stink. That shit is a must. It's damn near. I remember it was times where I wasn't wearing like cologne or anything like that, and people were like, "Damn, you smell good. What's that?" And I'd be like, "That's the odor. I took a shower." Like Degree, like every day. That's a must. Every time I get out the shower, that's a must, no matter what. But last on the list, number 10. Holds a special place in my heart. I can't live without this woman. We've been together since what? Going on 20 years. It might be past 20 years. It might be like 21 or 22, but we're gonna say 20. But Mary Jane, I think I would be locked in a prison with a straitjacket on for trying to harm other people, other humans, if it wasn't for weed. Oh, when I say this is me, I found out who I was as soon as I touched my first blunt. I was like, oh, this is me. I like this. And it's something about like I'm a true blunt smoker. Like I love my joints. I fuck with backwoods here and there. I fuck with the bongs. Fuck with the gas masks. I fuck with the bowls. I even fuck with the pens. Not the vape pens, but you know the dry herb pens. I don't do that oil shit. But it's nothing like rolling a blunt and just kicking back and just smoking. I'm smoking right now, as y'all know. It's just like weed helped me with so much. When I'm feeling down, it makes me get up. When I'm not hungry, weed say, get your ass in the kitchen and eat. Motherfucker, we gotta survive. makes me creative. I remember, like, when I was younger, I would, play ball and rap and shit like that. And it was like, I wouldn't be feeling it unless I smoked weed. And some people would say that was bad, but for me, it was more like I tapped into this part of my mind where it was the creativity laid at. I knew where it laid at, but I didn't know how to start it. And it was like marijuana was the key that would start that engine to creativity. And it would just be like, I'll go from 1 minute, I can't do shit. I smoke a blunt, come back out there, whether it be playing ball or rapping. And I got all the raps in the world now, or I got all the skills in the world because of all the creativity and imagination. And it's just like, weed has just helped me. And so, like, it's been, growing up as a black man, seeing your friends murdered, seeing, some of your family members murdered. Just seeing some of the things that people go through in life, you can turn through a lot of things. It's been days where I did turn to alcohol. I never turned to shit like no crack or coke or heroin or no shit like that or pills. But it was days where I turned to alcohol, and I found out like I'm a smoker, yo. I'm a weed smoker. I'm a pothead. I don't want to drink. Like I drink, it's cool, but I don't like how drink and make me feel, especially now that I'm a little older and shit. It was cool when you just party and you wild. Now that I'm calming down, I'd rather just smoke a blunt. I'd rather sit back, excuse me, smoke a blunt, do what I gotta do, handle my business, and I'm cool. Maybe have a beer every now and here, but weed is where I'm at. I've been smoking this since I was about 11 or 13, one of them numbers. I always get them numbers fucked up, but I'm gonna keep smoking it forever. I'm gonna smoke weed until I die. Afterwards, probably too. Shit. If reincarnation is real, I want to come back as a weed plant and somebody smoke me. Marijuana, yeah. It helped me see things from a different perspective. When I be tripping, I be spazzing, I sit back, roll a blunt, be like, nigga, why are you tripping? Why are you out here worried about anything? In the words of the great Bob Marley, everything is going to be all right. And that's my list, man. That's the 10 things I can't live without. My cell phone slash charger, my kids. We can't live without water. Me personally, I can't live without peppermint, so fruit. I need my socks. I love sports and Degree deodorant. YouTube is king. It's King College. And marijuana is sitting here for us by the angels, the green thumb. And I appreciate you listening. I'm Papito. I'm about to go get, oh, I'm about to finish this blunt. Then go get my day started. I appreciate you listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.